Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast, His 5, as we continue with 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. Once again, we're on our mobile recording site. It's Easter break in the Lawing household, so we recorded yesterday on site from Auburn, Alabama, and have now made our way down to Destin, Florida. So I appreciate you tuning in on our mobile recording. Sounds a little bit different, but today we're going to talk about something I like. It's called Maximize the Mundane. And our verse is Romans 12, 1. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship. So my first job was cropping tobacco in Hallsboro, North Carolina. That was the summer before I started the ninth grade. My ride would pick me up at 5:15 a.m. in an old Dodge pickup truck that had ugly burgundy interior. We'd ride in the truck bed, get a five-minute nap in on the way to the tobacco patch. That employment was short-lived. Cropping tobacco is tough. After that, I got a job cleaning trash out of the parking lot at a pawn shop in downtown Chadburn, North Carolina. That evolved into me working maintenance on rental properties in the area. After that, I started doing landscaping, started a small landscaping company called Link's Any Old Job. Since then, I've sold security systems, I've delivered pizzas, sold insurance, coached, taught, a lot of other things. You know, at 37 years old, I think I finally found out what I want to be when I grow up, and I'm honored to get to do this every day. But back then, I had no idea that all that mundane work experience would teach me. You know, at the time, it was just life. But who I am today is a product of my past experience. And that's how God works. You know, if you ever notice in Scripture, when God calls someone to do something great, He usually picks someone that's already excelling at something mundane. You know, in Exodus 3, Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law when God called him to lead the Israelites out of captivity. In 1 Samuel 17, David was tending sheep when God positioned him to slay Goliath. Lessons learned tending sheep led to two men being called into some of the biggest works of God in Scripture. Why? Because God knows those who are doing mundane things with excellence will also do supernatural things with excellence. So let us never think we're more important than the mundane tasks that we all must do. The way we live our life is our worship. So what mundane tasks are we doing halfway that God could use to prepare us for supernatural victory? We should be people that seize God's peace by excelling in the small things. You can maximize the mundane or you can minimize the mundane. The choice is yours. But I bet I can tell from that decision how you handle the big things too. So remember, maximize the mundane. See you next time.